From NPR News, it's Day to Day. You haven't probably seen any TV ads for the painkiller Celebrex for a couple of years. The drug's maker, Pfizer, stopped the ads because of concerns about the drug's health effects. Now Pfizer has a new commercial out for Celebrex, and it's drawing fire from consumer groups who want it banned. Joining us is Bob Moon of Marketplace. Bob, first of all, how is it that Pfizer has these ads back, and what is it the critics don't like about them?
Well, Alex, you may recall the big problems that another drug maker, Merck, had with its painkiller Vioxx. That medicine was withdrawn from the market back in 2004 after it was linked to potentially fatal cardiovascular side effects. Well, back when that happened, the Food and Drug Administration requested that Pfizer stop its TV ads for Celebrex, which is in the same class of drugs. Since then, the FDA imposed new requirements on the warnings that those commercials should stress. And Pfizer says it spent more than a year discussing the content of its new 2.5-minute-long commercial that started running last week. The consumer watchdog group Public Citizen, on the other hand, says that these ads are misleading because they make it sound as though Celebrex is no more risky than some other painkillers, and it's asking the FDA to take them off the air. One of the things that you notice is that this commercial does stress the risk factors right up front. Here's a little sample of how direct it is on the possibly deadly side effects.
Any prescription NSAID, including Celebrex, may increase the chance of heart attack or stroke, which can lead to death. All NSAIDs, including Celebrex, also increase the chance of serious skin reactions or stomach and intestine problems, such as bleeding and ulcers, which can occur without warning and may cause death.
By the way, the ad refers to NSAIDs. That's a class of medicines known as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs for short. Now, you might wonder why in the world anybody would want to subject themselves to those risks that we just heard. Pfizer's ad does point out that the government decided the benefits do outweigh the possible risks for certain kinds of patients.
So what is Pfizer saying about the critics?
Well, Pfizer's defending this commercial. It says the FDA signed off on it and that the company believes it's helpful for patients. Pfizer also says Public Citizen is wrong when it suggests that the ad compares Celebrex to over-the-counter medications. But this ad does mention ibuprofen and naproxen, which are available in over-the-counter forms. Here's another clip from that ad.
You may think some prescription NSAID pain relievers like ibuprofen and naproxen don't have any cardiovascular risks. But based on the available research, that's not clear. And if you look closer, the FDA requires all these NSAID pain relievers, including Celebrex, to have the same cardiovascular warning.
Public Citizen says this kind of wording makes it sound like it's not any more dangerous than any other painkiller of its kind. And this group says that that's actually contrary to scientific evidence. Alex?
Bob, what is this worth to Pfizer?
Well, around $3.3 billion before the ads were pulled, so it could really affect the bottom line.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon, Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.